They're a community-led online safety project that is already making a real difference for children and families in their area. The idea is very simple, but it's very powerful. Schools, parents and communities are coming together to support a shared delay in smartphone access until secondary school. So I do think it would help Donegal absolutely, with 34,000 children living in Donegal, and I think it's a conversation we need to have. Laws and regulations are very, very important, and here in Brussels we're working on stronger age checks and better regulation of social media platforms to make them more accountable. But legislation alone will not protect children. That's why I think a real change needs to happen, also has to happen locally and in our classrooms and at the school gate and obviously at home as well. So that's why I'm encouraging teachers, principals and parents and school communities across Donegal to look at It Takes a Village model, and it can be replicated in any school. It doesn't need to be complicated. It can start with a conversation, getting your teacher and parents association involved and agreeing a voluntary code of conduct and giving parents the confidence to delay smartphones together. So that peer pressure on children and even that peer pressure on parents to give a phone, it disappears. And I had Bodie here yesterday from one of the schools It Takes a Village is happening in, and he said that it's normalised now in their community of not having a phone.
And it does get to the nub of one of the biggest problems with parenting. My children have said this to me, and I will admit I said exactly the same thing to my parents 50 years ago. But Johnny has it, but Mary has it. So if the whole community is in on this, then Johnny won't have it, Mary won't have it.
Absolutely. And I do think having Bodie there speaking on his, I suppose, you know, his experience of doing It Takes a Village in their school, it really hit home to the Commission yesterday, and even in Parliament talking to MEPs, he was so articulate talking, and that it did hit home when he said, no, it's normalised now not having a phone, you know, and how he communicates now is off an old Nokia if he has to. So he's getting, I suppose, he's getting a phone, but it's a Nokia, and he said it takes so long to text that he doesn't get into this big conversation of text messages. He actually just goes and meets his friends. So he actually says he has communication with his friends, but he still has to go out and meet them because it's so annoying, he said, texting.
Is this something you believe the Parliament can help to implement, or is this just something that has to be done at community level? Does the Parliament have a role in promoting this among communities and schools?
I think if I can convince MEPs through the committees and what they're working on, that if we can get this going as an initiative, you know, there's not much money that needs to be spent on something like this. It's just an initiative and having the awareness around, like having a model like this, instead of going with fragmented models across Europe or even across Ireland, I think this is a model. It's been 3 years in place. It's really, really working well. You can see the evidence in Bodie even talking yesterday. And that really hit home with MEPs yesterday. And even with the Commission Cabinet and with Commissioner McGrath as well, who was seen them presenting. And I think what is something that as well is a flag that would represent, you know, the transition that they're making. And that would be a really, really proud flag for a school to hang out outside, you know, the school gate, and, you know, that they're part of this initiative as well. And I think that's a really good way of, you know, making that change.